University Showcase, the OVC segment. Belmont University Associate Athletic Director for Marketing and Sales, Josh Ward. Good morning, Josh.
Greg, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good. I dare say, by your title, Marketing and Sales, that you are an external person. You're the guy out on the streets. You're the guy getting the sponsors. You're bringing in the fans. How has that changed? Because you can't show up at somebody's place beating the drum these days.
Probably a lot like other businesses. It's a lot more Zoom calls, a lot more getting to know people's home office and building relationships a little bit more creatively. And then obviously if the weather's nice and you can get 6 feet at a patio somewhere, that always helps as well.
Well, and, you know, obviously every business is differently because everybody is impacted by this differently. But certainly how has it been? Because I think, you know, one thing Belmont has is obviously built-in support of its longtime boosters. But you always want to, you know, grow the fans, keep them engaged, keep the students engaged in everything. But they can't come to the games, or only a few of them can.
It is a different challenge this year. I mean, I think obviously a lot of schools are dealing with no attendance or limited attendance. So how do you allocate those assets? How do you make sure you're promoting your radio and TV broadcast to make sure that the fans are following and staying engaged? Because we all know this will end at some point, and you want to make sure that you don't really miss a beat and you keep them engaged and following so that when the in-venue product returns, they're right there ready to go. Because I think everybody thinks there's going to be a large group of people that are ready to just itching to do anything in terms of a live event, concert, sporting events. But then, you know, that other group of, hey, I've kind of found something else to fill my time now. How do we make sure that we stay top of mind and tap into their memories and their association with Belmont to make sure that when we're back and having the doors open for everyone, they're right there ready to come back.
Yeah, and so you're out promoting George Plaz. George is doing the games, right? Plaz with Kevin moving over to Vanderbilt.
We have George filling in on all of our games for radio and ESPN Plus broadcast. It's great to have him on campus again and be with him. I obviously didn't work with him when he was at Belmont, but for a natural native like myself and a kid that grew up hearing his voice, it's unique to be able to rub shoulders with him a little bit on basketball days.
Josh Ward with it, Belmont University Associate AD for Marketing and Sales. You know, everybody's got to be creative, and you see all of the at all the pro sports events, you know, people buying cardboard cutouts of their dog or themselves or their kids and everything. I thought it was pretty cool what you guys did. Buy a Bruin promotion. Tell the people about that, what you did last month.
A really cool idea that our department came up with. We, you know, want to do something a little different. I think the cardboard cutouts, we knew that by the time basketball started, that would be something that people were used to seeing, maybe not have quite the impact or the newness that, you know, once all these college football and pro football games have been played, once college basketball starts in November. So we decided to kind of go a different route and put as large of teddy bears as we could in our seats. Plays very well with us being the Bruins. We're able to get a sponsor, Hub International, involved. But let our fans purchase a bear to sit in the seat for a couple home games in December. We ended up doing it for one men's game and one women's game. And then after that, we donated those bears to Toys for Tots for Middle Tennessee. And just want to do something new, a little different, unique to Belmont. You know, Belmont's got such an active role in the community, both outside of athletics and in athletics. And so kind of wanted to kind of stay on brand with that and who we are and how can we do something creative, have fun, but also give back at the same time. And, you know, we're able to sell several hundred bears in about a week and then actually sell out and then able to donate all those a week or two before Christmas to Middle Tennessee Toys for Tots. And it went really, really well. I had a lot of fun with it. Did some different things on social media. And maybe something we bring back in the future because it went so well. It may not be just a COVID season type promotion, but something that happens annually.
Josh Ward with us, Belmont University Associate AD for Marketing and Sales here on University Showcase. You've paid your dues. I looked at your resume. I printed off your bio from the website. Before this, 12 years with the Titans, and lastly, a senior manager of ticket sales. So you got some investment with the Titans. So I know you were happy to, for the season they had, obviously didn't end the way anybody wanted it to around here. And now Arthur Smith off to be the head coach of the Falcons. But talk about a dozen years with your experience working with the Titans.
Sure. No, it was a great season for the team, and anytime they play well, I'm excited. I mean, it's not just the team and the fandom. I'm, as I mentioned, a Nashville native, so I love to see our sports teams here do well. But, you know, there's so many people in that building, both mostly on the business side that I know and care about and want to see the team do well for them because there's an impact on their areas if the team plays well. So when they play well, I get excited just as a fan, but also for some of the relationships I have. But it was an awesome 12 years, set me up beautifully to through so many different experiences. I learned so much, had a lot of great leaders on the business side there that I got to watch and learn from. And so able to kind of take that to a school that I have a degree from and be able to kind of use those experiences to help Belmont now. Had a year to do it so far, a unique year to say the least with COVID. Had about 3 months of normal and then COVID hit, but excited to use those experiences from the Titans and all that I was able to learn and here at Belmont and the athletic side on the external piece.
The Predators, the Nashville Cats, and I remember the Nashville Cats, man. They really, seriously, I would really, what they did, marketing, outreach, in-game, everything that they did sort of set a bar high. I mean, people don't realize that now, but you think the Nashville Cats, they were ahead of the Predators, Titans here, and it was the thing to be at.
It was a great, just a little less than 2 years. I still joke to this day, there's very few people on this world that would want to have a four-hour dialogue about arena football, but I would be happy to do it and love to talk about it because I enjoyed it so much. And I think it had, the business model and the right markets and the right cities. I mean, all those really play into the success of it, but it was a ton of fun. I mean, I was early 20s, very green, learning it all and seeing it all. And it was just a great place to start. That time they were owned by the Titans. So really got to see a lot and you're involved in so much in those kind of settings where it's not just the marketing and the ticketing, but you're helping out with community, you're helping out with game ops in different areas. So it was a great place to start. I think a lot of people in our industry have started in minor league baseball or some of the, maybe not your big four sports. And I was just like that. And I think the Cats were a space where I got to do a ton of those things. And, I would have worked in arena football for a really long time. That's kind of where I thought I would be. And then, one thing leads to another.
Yeah. By the way, personal aside, I always liked the hot tub where you had 8 or 10 young people in it, and they sat in there for 3 hours drinking huge things of beer and never got out. So that's you can figure out what my thinking is on that. Let me ask you something. I am putting two and two together right here on the air. Does Tom Ward mean anything to you?
So I think I know where you're going with this, and there's actually no relation.
Really?
To Tom Ward.
Yeah.
It's the Tom Ward I think you're going.
Yeah, because he was the initial Predators executive vice president. He ran the business side of the Predators initially, and I just I'm thinking Ward. I'm thinking so you guys aren't kin.
We are not. I actually thought you were going to ask me if I was related to John Ward. I get that one quite a bit.
Oh, well, but there is the Tom Ward in our city and a lot of the places that you've worked. I mean, obviously the Predators, he was, like I said, the first business side leader of the Predators.
Correct, yes. Yeah, no connection okay. there, but yes, familiar with him on the business side. And obviously, I'm old enough now where I have seen the national sports landscape change so much and was able to kind of grow up through it. So know his name well and obviously instrumental to having the Preds here and where they are.
You know what got me thinking about it? I tweeted out last night that you were going to be on the show, and Sean Henry, obviously the CEO and president of the Predators, liked the tweet, and I got to thinking, is that was there a connection there? But no, I guess he just liked he liked my tweet. So anyway, that you were going to be on. You're actually the second UK grad we've had on the show this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So what's up with you Wildcats?
you know, I think like any year, we typically turn the corner in late January, early February, once all the pieces start to fall in place. I think, you know, you're seeing COVID a little bit with how practice times and especially for a team that's going to have so many new faces. I mean, with the absence of the exception of Keon Brooks, you've got a lot, pretty much the whole roster is new. So that's kind of where we are. I was excited about the 3-game win streak. I knew Alabama was going to be tough. They're a really good team. So, you know, we'll see where we go today and take off. But we typically tend to turn the corner later in the year. I think our schedule early also was maybe a little bit more difficult. I definitely sound like a Kentucky grad.
Oh, yeah, you're giving the Kentucky – you sound like you're reading off something Calipari wrote, you know, so. Well, let me pull that to Belmont. Certainly next hour on our shoot-around show, we've got Rick Byrd, the job Casey Alexander's done, Bart Brooks, certainly with the women's team. So the two bell cow sports, obviously, for Belmont, and especially men's basketball, it makes it a lot easier to knock on those doors when you're having success.
Most definitely. I mean, I think transitioning into this role, I mean, I think that was one of the most exciting parts is just what Belmont stands for, the tradition, the success, what Coach Byrd has built for so long here, how they're respected, you know, not just the athletics, but the university as well in Nashville, the reputation that we have. I think there's a really sharp admiration in the business community for Belmont and all that we stand for. So definitely makes those conversations easier. Lots of things going on at Belmont all the time, even with athletics, with new facilities and, you know, a new school of medicine happening on the university side. So that definitely helps. I think it's a big part of my story. When we talk to sponsors, we talk to fans and wanting to be associated with Belmont, I think that's a really nice and fun story to talk about.
Josh Ward, Belmont University Associate Athletic Director, Marketing and Sales, our guest this morning. Josh, hey, congratulations and thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, man.
Greg, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
All righty. I just knew he was kin to Tom Ward. I don't know why, but.